Hey, welcome to Listen Up Bay Area, a special edition of Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Jerry Dubb, and today I've got Dr. Anna Valdez. She's the Chief Healthcare Officer for HealthRight 360 right here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I want to make sure I call you Dr. Anna Valdez, right? Because you earned that. You went to school for that for a while, right?
Paid a lot of money and spent a lot of years.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell me about the HealthRight 360. It looks like it's for women, and it's something special that's different from other clinics and things like that. Tell us about HealthRight 360.
HealthRight 360 is a primary care and behavioral health organization. It actually came out of the merger of Walden House, a behavior health organization started here in the Haight-Ashbury area of San Francisco, and Haight-Ashbury Free Clinics, both of which started in the 60s in the Summer of Love, providing primary care and behavior health to underserved populations and people suffering from addiction and coming out of prison. We're very proud and happy to have recently merged with Women's Community Clinic, which is a health clinic that offers primary care as well as integrated behavior health in the Fillmore District, on Fillmore between Sutter and Bush.
Now, you mentioned that this started during the Summer of Love, so you're over 50 years old, huh?
They're over 50 years old. Yeah,
fantastic.
They both started, I think, one in 66 and one in 67, so the late 60s.
How about that? That's great. Yeah. Okay, good. Please, keep talking.
Yeah, so Women's Community Clinic is a wonderful new programmatic addition to HealthRight 360. We're very excited. As I mentioned, they provide full spectrum of primary care as well as women's health and integrated behavior health to women and girls.
So you mentioned behavior a couple of times here. So what specifically are we talking about?
We're talking about people who are also suffering from things like depression, anxiety, who also have chronic diseases or have women's health needs that need to be addressed. And the nice thing about it is they can get all of that in one place instead of having to go one place for their medical care and then someplace else for any of their behavioral health needs.
So 50 years in the game, you guys must have a lot of people that come to you, word of mouth. You're the place to go?
I like to think so. Mm-hmm. We've been around for a long time and serving this population. Women's Community Clinic, actually, it's an interesting history and story. They actually started out as the Women's Health Center over at Haight-Ashbury Free Clinics. Mm-hmm. And when Haight-Ashbury Free Clinics closed it down, a group of volunteers got together and they started Women's Community Clinic. So in the late 90s, this clinic came about. They were over on Hayes Street, kind of in the Panhandle area, and then moved to the new beautiful facility over on Fillmore Street in the Western Addition.
Nice.
And now have come full circle to merging back in with HealthRight.
How many women do you think you serve right now?
We serve about 4,000 women a year.
And how do you manage that? You must have a pretty large place there and a lot of people working with you.
We have a very dedicated staff that are very mission-driven.
All right, so you're the Chief Healthcare Officer. What is your day like?
Pretty busy.
I bet it is.
I oversee the medical care as well as the behavioral health care, so I am overseeing all of our clinical programs. I travel to some of our other programs in other counties. I'm traveling to our clinics here in San Francisco and trying to coordinate the care, be innovative about what we're doing, and making sure that we're providing high-quality care to all of our patients.
I did want to mention or ask you about the other sister clinics, if you will, mm-hmm. that you have around the Bay Area. You mentioned some. Where else are
clinics? Yeah, actually, our clinics are here in San Francisco. We have Tenderloin Health Services, which was formerly the Glide Clinic. We have the Integrated Care Center, which is one of our main clinic sites, newly opened over at 1563 Mission Street, which also provides integrated care and will be soon offering dental services, which we're very excited about because there's a huge lack of dental services for people in need. And we also have our original Haight-Ashbury site over at 558 Clayton Street in the Haight-Ashbury area. Lion Martin Health Services, which is an LGBTQ clinic that has recently moved a few blocks away to 1735 Mission Street. And, of course, Women's Community Clinic at 1833 Fillmore Street.
You mentioned Glide. I was just at their Holiday Jam event last night where they raised all that money to feed so many different people all throughout the whole year. So.
Yeah.
Great thing to be connected with.
Wonderful organization to be partnered with.
Absolutely. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and, you know, God knows what it's going to turn into now. But it expanded insurance coverage for a whole lot of people. So how do the clinics how are you still working with these folks? Or are you even necessary now? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I want to point out that while a large number of people have been able to access Medi-Cal through the Affordable Care Act and insurance through the exchanges, there's still a large number of people who are uninsured. They fall through the cracks, they can't afford the premiums, or they can't manage getting through the system to sign up for care. So there's still those that are uninsured. As for the Medi-Cal population, there's a lot of demand and not so much supply. There are not a lot of providers who are offering services to people who have Medi-Cal because the reimbursement rates aren't great. So there's still a lot of need for our clinics and our services.
Now, reproductive rights are being challenged at a federal level. How is this affecting your clients?
In California, clients are still able to access sensitive services and things that they need, but I think that we're not completely insulated from what happens at the federal level. And clearly, our patients are concerned about being able to access care and their rights. So we help to support them. We provide a non-judgmental environment that's very client-centered. We help to educate them about the services that are available to them and the rights that they have.
Hey, thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Jerry Dove, and my guest today is Dr. Anna Valdez. She's the Chief Healthcare Officer for HealthRight 360. We're talking about helping a lot of women here in the Bay Area, especially in the San Francisco area. Your services, I'm looking at my notes here, are driven by a philosophy of client-centeredness. What does that mean? That's a great-looking phrase, though.
It's wonderful, and it's the way really healthcare should be, and it's really about meeting clients where they are, being non-judgmental, being open and really providing them what they need, when they need it, and the way that they need it.
Now, as a person who's going through a few health issues myself, I know for a fact it's more about than just going to a hospital and having people look at you and all like that. It's how they treat you, how they embrace you. I've gone to a hospital in East Bay where I thought it was like a church. I mean, just like everybody was so nice and so friendly and so caring about me, and it just made me feel real good, and just it really helped my recovery from what I was going through. So, is that the kind of service that you guys provide? I'm sure it is.
That's absolutely the kind of services that we provide. We want people to feel at home. We want them to feel safe. We want them to feel that they can open up. Going to a provider can really be a vulnerable time for someone, and we want to make sure that people feel safe and secure and realize that they're getting the best care that they can get.
And good food and good housing, and you're doing a little bit more than just taking care of them again.
Absolutely. So we have an outreach program where we partner with some collaborators in the Mission area, and we provide outreach services to homeless women, to sex workers, to people who need support. We help them to find housing, clothing, feed them, and really connect them to the services they need, not just medical services, but addressing some of those social determinants that really affect people's health. We also have a very exciting workforce development program, and we have a couple of programs. One is specifically focused on women in the Western Addition and helping with job training and job placement, as well as for those who are interested in going into healthcare and being able to volunteer in the clinic and get job skills and then move along in their healthcare trajectory.
I like to hear that. It's always great when you have organizations like yourself that are helping so many other people lift themselves up, that when the success stories start, they come back and want to reach down and help others. That's what it's all about. That must mean you're doing something right. You recently joined forces with HealthRight 360. Is there anything going to change in the terms of the services you provide?
We're actually very excited about this merger of Women's Community Clinic and HealthRight 360. Not because our basic services will change at Women's Community Clinic, those will continue, but this allows us to be able to expand some of our programs around outreach and around workforce development. We also are excited about the ability to expand into substance use treatment and behavioral health support for those who are suffering from addiction, as well as being able to access the expertise for those who have a history with the criminal justice system and are coming out of being incarcerated and need to get back into society as well as paying attention to their health and, again, addressing some of those social determinants around, you know, employment, training, housing, et cetera.
You've listed about 14 different things that you guys do, and I'm sure there's even more. So someone can come here and start here, go to the next level, to the next level. There's like 10 different things that they could do that could help them before they are kind of ready to take on the world again. Is that the kind of way it works with you?
Absolutely. And we're there for when they take on the world and they have a little slip and fall and need to get back on the wagon and need support. That's really been the vision from the merger, from the beginning, of really providing a very expansive portfolio of services, a real spectrum of care for people to access the care that they need when they need it, and to have a continuum that they can move along. And when things happen and they need to go back and get different kinds of services or more intensive services, that's available for them. When they move along and they don't need as much, we're still there for them. We're offering primary care throughout their life, dental services, as well as the behavioral health services. And so we really try to address the whole person along the entire spectrum of their life and the kinds of services that they need, not just around healthcare, but also around those other social determinants as well.
That's great. You've been around 50 plus years. We've established you're not 50, whatever. So, where do you guys see yourselves 10 years? What do you need now? I mean, you're merging with HealthRight. That's amazing. So what are you looking for on the horizon as the chief healthcare officer 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
We are looking to really be the model for what the best healthcare can be, really holistic care, really the full spectrum of care. And what we need is we need people to continue to support that. In this environment, a lot of the safety net and those who are really in need are threatened. Their access to services are threatened. There's the potential loss of access to insurance coverage, which drives people away from care into more crisis management. You can't get healthy when you're just managing your crisis.
Right.
We want to see our whole community get healthy.
How long have you been there?
I've been with HealthRight 360 for about 3 years now.
3 years. So what's your favorite thing? What is it, the thing you love the most about your job?
I love our clients and our mission. I've always been driven by wanting to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we can do that all at once. And so I feel like lifting up our community is a great way to do it. So I come in every day and I see people who are downtrodden and really just kind of desperate, probably on their last legs, looking for some help, and then being able to access that and just seeing how excited they are to know that there are services there that are available for them. They may be on the very beginning of their journey to recovery or to health or whatever that journey is. And the fact that they can find a place where they feel safe and comfortable and we're open and welcoming, that's what makes me want to get up and go to work every
day.
That's
great. So, Dr. Valdez, I'm sure there's someone who's out there listening to us right now that needs to contact you. How do they reach you guys?
Well, we have a website, healthright360.org, as well as womenscommunityclinic.org. You can get on there, find contact information, services that are available. You can also donate if you want to help out on both of those websites.
You're only treating women. Do you need more volunteers? Do you need people to come in and help feed and clean and just teach other people? You have different people from different walks of life that are all coming to help you, and what do you need?
Yeah, at Women's Community Clinic, we're treating women and trans folks. Mm-hmm. We can always use volunteers and help. We also have opportunities in some of our other programs as well that are both co-ed. So some for men, some for women, some for both. Mm-hmm. And you can also reach out through the website to learn more about those opportunities.
And bilingual, I'm sure.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
Especially in San Francisco. That's great. So what are the last thoughts we have? We just got about a minute or so left. It's a great organization. Give me your elevator pitch right now to these people that are out there listening that you want to help or that you need them to help you. Let's hear it.
HealthRight 360 is really the integrated care that we need to see in the future for people to really get healthy and stay healthy. We want them to get better, be better, and do better.
Well, you got my vote, okay? And when I win the lottery, you got some of my money,
too.
Woo!
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to talk with you today.
Well, thank you for being here with us. That's Dr. Anna Valdez. She's the Chief Healthcare Officer for HealthRight 360. This has been a special edition of KBLX Cares. I'm your host, Jerry Dove. I'm usually doing Listen Up Bay Area. I'm sitting in for my girl, Sterling James. If you want to hear this, make sure that you check out our podcast page at KBLX.com. And until we speak once again, let's all release, make peace, and move forward.